All right. Hi, my name's Em. I'm an addict and alcoholic. I didn't know I was speaking tonight till about 20 minutes ago, maybe. But I guess that's how it works, right? I'm speaking about sobriety date, and mine is December 28th of 2025. I'm very new to this, very early in recovery. This is my first time working the steps and coming to AA. It's very new to me. So, to a little background, I grew up a person of faith. You know, I went to church and I, you know, goody two shoes, following every rule, and went to school and was in activities and, you know, doing all the things I thought I should be doing. And then whatever, that kind of continued all throughout high school, and then I got to college and I started drinking, and I knew right away that I had a problem. you're like, shot, yeah, I'll take five. Yeah. You know, like, I just, no. I was a very heavy binge drinker. It didn't get to a point of drinking every day right away, right? It was progressive, and that substance, that led to another, right? I know this is Alcoholics Anonymous, so I'll try to keep it that centered, but I had some, you know, issues with trauma or, you know, bullying or events that happened that were not enjoyable in any sense, and mental health issues as well. And I use that as a reason to drink or use. And, you know, if you experience this, you would too, or if you were feeling this way, you would too. And for the majority of my life, I hated myself, really. I did. I hated myself. And it wasn't obvious to other people, because I put on this front for other people, and I care so deeply for other people and helping other people. But I spent my whole life trying to solve other people's problems before solving my own. And it wasn't because I didn't want to face my own necessarily. It was just I love helping other people, and I was like feeding off the emotions of other people. And that kind of led me to go into the mental health field in college and whatnot, and I was living this double life for a while of, you know, I was going to school and I was holding a job and I had an apartment and a car and healthy relationship and whatever, and so I didn't think it was a problem, but really I'd, you know, be pouring stuff in my Yeti before the pregame by myself, you know, and then where's the after party, right? Yeah, I'm down, yeah, I'll be there. All right, yeah. And it just, it got to a point where it was excessive, right? And, you know, it led to other substances. If I wasn't drinking, I was using, and if I wasn't using that stuff, I was drinking, and vice versa. And then got me into some very serious, scary situations, and for a while, I didn't have any consequences, right? I mean, I was still waking up and going to work. I was still, you know, going to family events, and, you know, but the more my addiction and use got severe, the more I turned away from my core values. And my core values are faith, family, love, hope, and authenticity. And it just went out the window. You know, I stopped. It's not all about, I'm really trying to not make this all about God and higher power, although that is important. But I stopped going to church. I started missing. I have five siblings, huge family girl. And I, you know, I started missing some of their events. I left family Christmas to go use. I started missing things. I stopped working, right? And then events started happening. I was in a car accident with a drunk driver, broke my spine, lost all the mobility to walk. I spent a really short time in jail from using, and, you know, it's just like, okay, so now there's some issues, and dealt with the consequence, on to the next thing. Like, it was never severe enough for me to quit. So it's like, at what point are you going to quit? And I remember I started hanging out with people who may not have been the best influence, but ultimately it's my choice, right? And I was introduced to something that I've never done, and then a new addiction formed, and I was in a very unhealthy and unsafe relationship, and one night it got to a point of I was praying for, you know, that hit to bring me to take my life and end it, and I was like, I am done. Like, there is nothing that I can do. You know, I thought it was over, and I'm like, oh, I did this, and then, like, I thought I ruined my life, right? And I remember asking, I was like, God, whoever you are, whatever, like, if you're even there, like, because at first I was like, what, like, if God's real, like, why would he put me through all this pain? Like, why would he take away these people in my life that I love, or, you know, diseases killing people and whatnot? And then I remember watching the movie, like, God's Not Dead. It's like, how can you hate something that doesn't exist, right? And I was like, hello? So I'm like, seriously, like, give me a sign that I'm meant to be here if I'm supposed to be here. And I went for the hit, and I'd like, I would normally apologize if you heard this story, but so sorry for it. But I went to hit it, and it tasted like lavender. Okay, let me just tell you a little thing about me. I despise lavender. I am a vanilla girly, like warm sugar vanilla, sugar plum vanilla cupcake, like sweet scent, like, you know, like not lavender. Okay, like I don't have a single thing lavender scented in my home. Like, no, seriously. And I was like, oh, okay. And so, of course, like, that, I just had a huge light bulb moment. And I know it may not be this extreme, stop moment for everybody. That's just what it was for me. And, all right, sweet, 5 minutes, cool. Sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. I was like, I'm still here. Hello, like, I was hoping that it would, you know, and I don't, right? And ultimately, I knew it was time to stop, you know, and I had said multiple times before, like, only the weekends, only a couple times, only this amount, but, you know, the whole nine yards of excuses, right? And finally, I knew it was time to be done. And, I had gotten out of a relationship, and I moved out of my apartment, and I went to rehab, and I did residential treatment for about 6 weeks, and the whole time, I'm like, so naturally, I'm this, like, energetic person, right? Like, I love being around people, I love connection. My favorite thing in childhood, like, my favorite memories were, like, at Bible camp when there's, like, no cell service, or, like, going camping, and, like, seriously, like, I just love being present. And I'm like, gosh, so I chose not to use my phone during the whole experience of residential treatment. I had it locked in my safe and I didn't use it. And I'm like, man, like, I just want to soak this all in. Like, please teach me everything I want, because like, I know nothing, like, little education in the back of your mental health, but nothing, right? Like, this is, teach me. Like, what do I, like, help? Hello? And so, throughout rehab, you know, there's people like, this whole thing of like energy and wait till you relapse, wait till you're alone by yourself, wait till you're this and that, and it's like you gotta just CBT yourself a little bit. Like your mindset is seriously everything. You know, whatever you tell yourself, you're right. You become what you believe, right? And so for the majority of my life, you're a piece of crap. So I thought I was a piece of crap. You know, so like, how'd that work out for you? It didn't. Surprise. So I was like, all right. Well, let's say that we are worthy of love. We can be happy. We deserve genuine connections with people. We deserve, I don't even say contentness, because it's more than contentness. Happy spirits, joyous moments. And one thing that helped me is like, imagine your brain is like this place with a bunch of rooms, okay? Some rooms, you know, the doors may be open. Some rooms, the door may be closed. Some may be shut. Some may be locked. Some may be a walk up the stairs. Some may be right there. But ultimately, you have the key, okay? One room might be a memory with somebody or an interaction you had, a 10-second interaction. One could be life with a loved one before they passed away. One could be a traumatic event. There's good and bad, everything. But you have the power to visually take yourself to any room at any time. And so I did I'm from Minnesota, by the way. Skull, yeah. sorry. I'm like all over the place. Okay, yeah. Residential treatment in Minnesota. And I, you know, for like, I'm, for many years I've been wanting to come to Florida, and it's been a goal destination, and it was excuse after excuse for not to come. And at treatment they're like, well, what's stopping you? You know, because it's like you go over your goals. Florida. Why didn't you go to Florida? So, you know, finally, I literally donated everything from my apartment that did not fit in my vehicle. And my dad and I drove down here, now living with some people, and flew back. And the best decisions. But I don't know how much to go into that. There's just that moment. So December sobriety date, right? December 28th of surrendering, and like, God, I give you everything. I give you everything in me. And now coming here, who am I to speak on the steps when I haven't worked them? But I do believe that they work because of experience. Thank you. My sponsor, no! My sponsor's great. Get a sponsor. Listen to your sponsor. I'm out of time, but find a sponsor.